Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
And Weather Station.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Utah's prescription drug shortage has reached an all-time high, and it's worse here than in all but a few states. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera live with the story. Eric?
Jeff, the drugs topping the list, not surprisingly, are weight loss drugs like Ozempic, which nationally are so hot manufacturers can't keep up. But what is a bit surprising are controlled substances like ADHD medication that are actually regulated in limited amounts by the DEA, causing backups as well. Aaron Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer with U of U Health, recommends trying multiple pharmacies if you have the issue.
Give them a little bit of grace. Know that it's not necessarily the pharmacist's fault. It's not necessarily that pharmacy's fault. Most of these shortages are stemming from the national manufacturer not sending enough.
In extreme cases, Fox said working with your doctor to find alternative drug options can also help. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. The Chad Daybell trial is now focusing on the death of his first wife, Tammy Daybell. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest. Amy.
Jeff, the day started by focusing on how Chad reacted to officers arresting him after they found the bodies of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan in his backyard, but then moved on to the other murder he's charged with. Today, a picture of Tammy Daybell's body was shown, with Chad looking away from the screen briefly. Medical examiner ruled that she died of asphyxiation after her body was exhumed. Daybell's lawyer, John Pryor, has been questioning why Tammy's body was exhumed when her death was originally determined to be from natural causes.
And based on that, you didn't take that into consideration when you decided to dig up Tammy Daybell, did you?
No.
Daybell's lawyer there and prosecutors then in cross-examination focused on why investigators did become so suspicious about Tammy's death.
All the deaths surrounding Lori Vallow and Alex Combs.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County DA's office has released new stats on child abuse in the area, revealing their office alone dealt with nearly 1,500 cases of child abuse last year. Psychiatrists say that positive experiences can help with the trauma these children have endured. That is why the DA's office hosts Camp Hope, an annual summer camp for children exposed to domestic violence.
They're having games. The mentors, you know, go around. And actually, the last year, I ended up walking around too, playing games, singing, you know. And it's an amazing experience.
That's Yvonne Argyle, the mother of twins who are going on their fifth year at Camp Hope. She says the camp has allowed her children to take back their power. U.S. Central Command says Kabul Airport, the suicide bombing there, could not have been prevented. That attack in Afghanistan killed 13 U.S. service members, one of them from Utah. In pictures and video that day, there's a bald man in black at the back of the crowd. One Marine claims he might have been the bomber and troops could have taken him out, but they didn't get approval. Central Command now says the bomber was an ISIS militant named Abdul Rahman al-Laghari. It was not the bald guy in black. Jury selection is now underway at the historic criminal trial of former President Trump. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, dozens of prospective jurors were dismissed today. They were asked questions to shed light on their political views and whether they could be fair. Former President Trump telling reporters the criminal case is political persecution.
It's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
Prosecutors claim Mr. Trump falsified business records in order to stifle stories about his sex life. The FBI is now conducting a criminal investigation into the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The investigation trying to determine whether the crew of the container ship knew something might have been wrong when they left the port. Six construction workers were killed when the out-of-control ship struck one of the pillars holding up the bridge. Agents today boarded the container ship to search for evidence. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I am saddened by the way the media sensationalized our traumatic tragedy and portrayed me as a complete monster.
But the judge, Mary Marlowe Summers, slammed the 26-year-old for her apparent lack of remorse.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive. A husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
The armorer's two-week trial was a prelude to the proceedings against actor Alec Baldwin. Baldwin is pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaios, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mees.
We do have some delays southbound on Foothill, leaving the U down to I-80. Also, Legacy has seen some heavy and slower traffic tonight northbound, North Salt Lake through Bountiful. And if you're traveling Bangor Highway, both north and southbound, heavy and slow traffic between California Avenue and 3500 South Mountain View. Some busy southbound traffic going through Daybreak. Ricky Mees in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. This Friday, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints begins its open house at the new Layton Temple. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson was able to get an early look.
Extra soundproofing measures helped tamp down